Hello and welcome to Locked On Astros, your daily Astros podcast. Here are your hosts, Eric the Man Heisman and Brett H-Town Wheelhouse Chansey.
We are Locked On Houston Astros, and we hope that you join us for a daily Locked On Astros podcast. My name is Eric Heisman. You can find me on Twitter at EricTalkStros. You can find the show at Locked On Astros, your team every day. And today we're going to be talking about Jason Castro, the Astro. Is this about to fall underneath James Click's Christmas tree? Who knows what's really going on? I just know that there's some serious talk going on, and we'll discuss this. And what does this mean for Martin Maldonado and Garrett Stubbs and, to a certain extent, Corey Lee? You can get Locked On Astros on podcast and app Himalaya, as well as Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. When you get in your car, tell your smart device played podcast Locked On Astros. So let's talk about the news of the day. Before I do that, I guess I should say Happy Christmas Eve to anybody that does not celebrate Christmas. I'm sorry, I don't know exactly what day this is to you, but happy holidays, happy Festivus. Whatever type of day this is for you, just spend it with your family. Enjoy the time off from work, hopefully, and your kids are home from school, and just have some good times and make some memories, because that's what the holidays are about. Yes, it's about celebrating whatever you believe in, but it's also spending time with the family, friends, and all that like that. Let's talk a little bit about what could fall underneath the Astros tree this year. And I know we've heard all this talk about maybe Brad Hand, maybe Michael Brantley coming back. I want to say about 2-3 weeks ago, or maybe a month ago, it's been a while, we heard the name Jason Castro come up. And a lot of people be like, Jason Castro, yeah, that would be a no from us. And remember when we traded him, that was a addition by subtraction. And a lot of people have some harsh things to say about Jason Castro. But Jason Castro is a good defender. He may not be the same type of player he was in 2013 with a bat, but he is still a good defender. He does bat left-handed, and it does really make sense for the Astros to do this. Maybe they don't have total faith in Garrett Stubbs at the moment, and Garrett Stubbs as a player, I don't think we've really gotten a chance to see who he is yet, and that I don't think that's the Astros' fault. I don't think that's Garrett Stubbs' fault. It's just a matter of just he has not shown it when he's been up here. So I think the Astros want to go with that veteran guy. I know that Jason Castro is 33 years old. According to Mike Feinsand of MLB.com, they're in serious talks and could be heading for a deal soon. Will happen before Christmas Day? Probably not. Maybe. I don't know. But this is something that has been talked about for a while. And a lot of people would say, well, if you look at what he did in 2020, he batted 176 or something like that. And he had like two homers. That was a shortened season. A lot of, just ask Jose Altuve. A lot of players had off seasons playing through the pandemic. So Jason Castro is not coming over here to be the everyday catcher. I'm sorry to anybody that thinks that's what's going on here. That is absolutely not the case here. Martin Maldonado is the everyday catcher. He's going to be playing majority of the time in 2021. But we have to understand that this is most likely going to be 162 game schedule. This is not what 60 game schedule where you only have to play so many games and for so many months. This is going to be a full schedule, and Martin Maldonado cannot catch every other day or most of the games. You're going to have somebody to be a backup. And why not bring in Jason Castro? He is a old-time Astro. He is, I know he kind of brings back some of the bad old days of Houston Astros franchise. But at the same time, he also is coming in as a backup at the tail end of his career. Maybe he comes in and maybe he only signs a one-year deal. Why is everybody thinking, oh, well, this is just going to hold Corey Lee back? It's not going to hold Corey Lee back. If Corey Lee is as good as everybody thinks he is, he's going to come up no matter what. Jason Castro is not going to get in Corey Lee's way. And we don't know what's going on with Martin Maldonado. He's only under one more year of And I get the love for Martin Maldonado, but keep in mind, despite all the heroics in 2020, He did bat 215 with six homers and 24 RBIs. He did play in what, I don't see how many games, but it was 135 at-bats. So he did play in a lot of the games, but at the same time, at a when he's 34 years old right now, he is going to be 35 at some point. His birthday is August. So in August, he's going to be 35. So you need a backup catcher. And the Astros probably just don't think that Garrett Stubbs is ready yet. And Jason Castro, I was wrong earlier. He batted 188 last year. I think I said 178 or something. With two homers and nine RBIs. And only 80 at-bats. So that was a small sample size, and we have to keep in mind what he's been doing throughout his career. But when it comes to the end of the day, he is a career 230 batter in the major leagues. What is Martin Maldonado? He is a 218 batter. So it is about the same person. I know Martin Maldonado, played so well last year. He may not have hit well, but he hit all those surprising homers. He really handled a young pitching staff very well. So I'm not discounting that, but I think what the Astros are looking at doing is bringing in a platoon guy, a left-handed hitter who they could play against the right-handed hitters. And so you just want that type of, I think the Astros are very big in the analytics, and they want that left-handed bat like they had with Brian McCann and some of those left-handed sticks back in those days. But if this happens, I'm not going to be surprised, but at the same time, this is not going to make or break the Astros season. This is just a, I'm not going to say this is just a random free agent. Tyler Heineman signing, or I forgot, Eric Kratz, or that type of signing. This is a legit major league catcher who is a good framer and a pretty good defender. He may not have the strongest arm, but this is a guy who could get you some quality innings as a backup catcher. He may start only twice a week, and the Astros are probably going to only pay him to play twice a week, because I guarantee you there's not a team out there that's saying, you know what, Jason Castro needs to be our everyday catcher. And you know what, I think Jason Castro realizes that, and he's like, the Astros are a good team, why don't I go back home, maybe play 1 year, maybe I get an option year, and if I play really good in 2021, and maybe I can get the option for 2022. But then I know this kid, Corey Lee, is coming up, so I'm probably not going to be around. So we'll have to see, but let's just go see what can happen in 2021. Speaking of things that can happen 2021, let's talk about the Belching Beaver Brewery. The brewery was created from a desire to make a great beer and have a damn good time. And they will be expanding to Texas. They expanded to Texas, and they'll be in Houston, San Antonio, and Austin some point in 2021. So that's something to kind of look forward to. There is a award-winning craft beer while always being whimsical and fun to inspire good times to be had by all. And here are some three good reasons to get your drink on with the Belching Beaver. Each Belching Beaver beer release carries its own individual style and personality. They make a beer for everyone of all palates, from easy drinking blondes, triple IPAs, milk stouts, as well as sours and barrel aged beers. Belching Beaver Brewery has it all. And in 2019, they expanded to Texas as part of their partnership with the Ambiente Distribution Company. Good times to my company. And welcome to my beaver friends. And don't forget to always have a damn good time with the Belching Beaver Brewery. I, for one, can't wait till they come back to town so we can actually try it out and see what all the talk is about. But go check out the Belching Beaver Brewery at belchingbeaverbrewery.com. So let's go and talk a little bit more about the catching situation. Just kind of wrap it up. If the Astros sign Jason Castro, it's a signing. It's probably going to be at most maybe $3 million. Maybe I'm off, but Jason Castro is not really a household name anymore. He was traded midseason to the Padres last year. He didn't have a great year. So this is a guy that's kind of at the tail end of his career. He is worth a shot, and this speaks more to the Astros not feeling confident about Garrett Stubbs than it has anything to do with Martin Maldonado. Martin Maldonado, he is the team leader as the catcher. I think Carlos Correa is the team leader overall. But I think what we saw from especially some of the young pitching last year and even some of the veteran guys like Zach Greinke and even Lance McCullers, they said that they really appreciated what Martin Maldonado had to do behind the plate. And so if you just add another veteran, that gives you the option to not go after somebody crazy like JT Realmuto and spend a lot of money there and then possibly not be able to sign Carlos Correa. So I do agree with the Astros going after this guy. This is not somebody who's going to break the bank, but this is somebody that the Astros are going to get probably on the cheap because not too many teams are wanting to give him another chance, and I think this is a good fit. Speaking of a good fit, hey Siri, can you find the Astros a cheap outfield option for the 2021 season? And Siri says, yes. I can actually find Jose Siri, and he is playing in the Dominican League right now, and you can sign him to a minor league deal with the invitation to spring training, and that's what the Astros did. They went ahead and signed Jose Siri. That's an awesome name, by the way. He is 25 years old. He did not appear in any official game in 2020. I know he was passed through three different teams, and I think he finished on the Giants alternative squad last year, but this is just another guy. The Astros don't have a lot of people at Triple A who are major league ready to play in outfield, and this is not counting. I know there's people like Miles Straw. I think he is major league ready. Will he succeed? I'm not sure, but this is just adding another option if they can't go out there and get a Michael Brantley or bring back George Springer, which is not happening, people. I read this week that it's a two-team race between the Blue Jays and the Mets, and you know it's going to end up being the Mets. That's the reason why the Mets didn't go with JT Realmuto. They wanted to get George Springer because of what he offers to the team. So y'all could be mad at me all you want, but unfortunately I can't give you George Springer underneath your Christmas tree. But I could give you Jose Siri and maybe Jason Castro. Do I get some credit there at least? No? All right. I get where you're going there. But, yeah, this is another kind of – I know he's doing pretty good in the Dominican League this winter, and that's probably why the Astros decided to sign him. But this is just like Jason Castro. You're given another option. What if let's say that going back to the catching situation, it kind of applies to the Siri situation as well. But let's just say that you go to camp and you have Martin Maldonado and then Jason Castro and then you have Garrett Stubbs. Let's say that Garrett Stubbs crushes all spring training and he earns a spot on the job. Now you got three catchers. That's a good position to be in. Right now, in terms of the outfield, the Astros have what? Kyle Tucker? Miles Straw? Miles Straw is kind of questionable. Miles Straw, I love you. I know you've got a lot of speed, and you're probably going to steal a lot of bases, but you haven't really shown that much at the big league level. Do I think you can? Yes. But the Astros want to bring in options, and that is what Siri is. He is an option to come in and just kind of offer another option for Dusty Baker to possibly put in outfield because the Astros have no idea who's going to be in outfield come opening day 2021 because they only have one legitimate major league outfielder, which is probably Kyle Tucker. I know some people say that Miles Straw is pretty good. And we didn't see what Chaz McCormick could do in the playoffs. I know he didn't make the ALDS squad and I think the wild card squad as well. But these type of guys, and I think I've talked about it on the show before, these guys are people that you would like to count on if you have no other option. But you don't want them to be option A come spring training. You want to bring in somebody to just come in and fight for those positions. And if Siri or Straw or Ronnie Dawson or McCormick come in and just kind of blow the Astros way, then yeah, they earn that job. but you don't want somebody coming in. You don't want Miles Straw coming in and Dusty Baker is like, you know what, kid? You're best I got. So you don't have to try the spring training. Just go out there, work on your running, and we'll figure out a way to get you on base, that type of thing. You want Miles Straw out there competing, and that's what James Click knows. That's what Dusty Baker knows. That's what Miles Straw knows. He knows that he's got to be out there competing for a job. There is nothing given, especially after this 2020 year, not season, but year, there's nothing given. Like the Astros, who finished with a losing record, they ended up going pretty deep in playoffs beyond anybody's belief. So if Jason Castro ends up signing soon, great. Now you need to stop looking at the catching position, and you need to go out there and get that outfielder. You need to get out there and get that reliever, because the Astros, those are the two weak links at this point. And James Click, we need to see what type of GM he is. Is he the Tampa Bay, oh, let's find the cheapest option, which would be the Siri? Maybe he sees something in Jose Siri that's like, you know what? This guy could be a good fit. Or Jason Castro, this could be a value pick. He's coming off a bad season. I'm sure we can fix him in Houston, and he's come back home. So that's what all this is. This is just these are just backup options. These are not your options A's. If they turn into option A's, great. But you better hope that doesn't turn that situation, because Jose Siri should not be the option A for the outfield. But that's all we got, and I just want to kind of just tell everybody to have a happy holiday. We will be back next week with the Locked On Astros podcast. And let's say that your parents give you a little bit extra money and you want to go maybe do some betting. Why don't you go to the Locked On Bets podcast and give them a listen? The holidays are all about giving, so I'm giving you a hot tip that can earn you some extra cash. The new Locked On Bets podcast is hosted by Lee Sterling of ParamountSmartSports.com. Lee is red hot to start the season, and he shares a lock of the day every episode. Subscribe to Locked On Bets today, wherever you get podcasts, and have a happy holiday. And Brett and I will be back next week talking about all the latest moves. Is Jason Castro the Astro? We will see, but have a happy holiday, and we'll talk to you later.